generally the gypsies are Egyptian. But are they Egyptian or Egyptian?
No, these are really tinkers. They're just
foreign descendants.
They just have many generations.
They are wanderers, actually. But there are various kinds of gypsies. Now, you've got gypsies.
In India, we have one.
Gypsies, yeah.
Vowels? Vowels? Or vowels?
Bowl.
Yeah.
No, bowl is different.
Different?
Mm. But in this country, it's rather interesting.
Gypsies are all over the world.
Rajasthan, they
come
many
times. Yeah. Romanis, they're the ones that, they're when they have nothing white.
Nothing white?
Nothing white.
Everything's brightly coloured.
They will have white, but not pure white. They will have white, but there will be colours. Now, they are real gypsies. Then you've got your show gypsies, show business gypsies, you know, from the fairs, the world circus.
Golf carties in the States.
Yeah. They won't mix this other to the top class. They won't mix with those, the showmen. Then you've got what we call didikois, what they term men of the woods, crawlers, hedge crawlers, didikoi hedge crawlers. They are the lowest of the lowest, and they will not associate, nobody will associate with them at all.
The ones
that are around here,
they're
didikois.
They are didikois. Yeah. Hmm. But if you get any trouble with them, let me know.
Yeah. Well, two came around here once when we first moved in, saying that that Mrs. Ruffles had promised them that they could paint the place. And we thought it was a little suspicious the way they were talking, and we watched them, and we're looking mostly at the lead, I think, in the glass. Finally we told them to get off and not come back.
But
a little suspicious.
Yeah. This, if you do get them, let me know.
Yeah.
Because I'll soon warn them off. Oh yeah, soon push them off. Unless, of course, they want to come here as a visitor.
They do steal sometimes.
Steal?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, they will do. Oh, yes, they will
do. Professor is stealing.
Yeah.
Ah, but then what'd you say then? Would you come and tell me they've stolen? He wouldn't, would you?
Yeah.
Would you? Would you tell them? Would you come over and tell me that they've stolen?
Sure, if we sell and do it, or something. Of course.
You wouldn't charge them, would you? Or would you?
If necessary, we would.
Oh, yeah.
And that would be Christian as well.
No, it depends. You know, if it's just some minor thing.
Maliciously.
If there's something really malicious.
If we take our property or something valuable, we have to defend.
Yeah. And how would you defend? Hi, yeah. Yes, how do they defend? Yes, that's it. Yeah. How do they defend?
Better if you come than if I go, right?
Because that's right. You were the one who said that where's the gun to shoot them, didn't you?
No, I didn't say that. I'm the one who hit him with a big piece of wood.
Oh, you are? Because they said, why shoot them? I said, this is England, not America. That was the cows. You remember the cows?
America, we're used to shooting wrestlers,
Yeah.
String them up the nearest tree.
Lynchings.
But what are you going to do about your security? Can I talk to this about this? I'd like to get an idea.
In the temple room?
In the temples.
Yeah. Well, gradually we'll be having a lot of jewellery.
Yes, I knew this. Yes, this is what's worrying me.
And we have our ruby business here as well.
Yes, this is another thing that worries me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have a nice safe down there, though, where they're all locked at night. Have you seen that safe? Big, huge safe, and built into the wall.
I don't see.
Oh, yes. Heavy, thick doors like this, all surrounded with cement around.
We have kept two firearms in Mayapur.
Yeah.
Because nowadays there are dacoities.
Bandits.
It's
in Bengal.
So, if we require, we can keep firearms.
Mm-hmm.
If you require, we can keep firearms if you require us to.
You wouldn't be, no, I don't know, you wouldn't.
I wouldn't like to keep one.
No,
no. Unless we really need it.
No, not if, unless it's absolutely necessary, but I doubt it. I would have to say that you want a firearm to kill vermin.
Oh, yeah, not no, interested in killing.
No. No, do you understand?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Like rabbits or anything like that. No. Or...
no, what he's saying is if we wanted to keep a firearm, it would have to go down in the book that it is for killing animals. That is legitimate business here.
In order to get our license.
Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to get a license for using it for defending the property.
No, except for that...
We can put an alarm system in if we put jewels in the duty room.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes, put an alarm in, yes.
This is England, after all, civilized country.
Yeah.
Even in London, we haven't had need of... haven't had much trouble.
Well, no. But you see...
In America, I've seen.
There are some people...
In counties,
what?
They keep open the door.
Yeah.
I was in Butler.
Yeah, yeah. Especially in places
roads,
like Pennsylvania.
Motorcycle gangs.
Yes.
Well, you get some down
there. A lot of violence.
You do, we do get burglars. You know, people who break in, housebreakers.
Oh, you get housebreakers?
Oh, we get housebreakers, oh yes.
Out here?
Oh yes, out here. Oh yes, and when they do go in, it's quite a lot of stuff they take, so...
There's nothing here for them to take.
No, I know, at the moment, that's you keep it like that. but the point is...
Except for the deities around there, we'll have to have some alarm system, perhaps.
Yes. And have this, or a beam. A beam.
Photoelectric.
Photoelectric. Yeah. Now, photoelectric cells. This is a very good thing because any movement, and they are so timed that it won't operate on a bit of fly.
Yeah, only with it.
A being, so only with a human being,
yeah.
And which is quite a good thing.
This is a type of alarm system which shines a light across the openings in the house, so if any person passes across the light, it will break the circuit and alarm will go off.
Oh, very nice.
So it's a very simple
effect. That would have to be just in the deities room.
Yeah.
Because otherwise we'd be tripping it all night long.
I'm not. These are.
Through windows at 3 in the morning, like we did. We came through a window last night. We get in trouble all the time.
But that's the only thing. Is but if there's anything else that you got, I think, as I say, given time,
yeah.
A bit of experience, but I do feel that a lot of little things which you do in the temple, and I appreciate this. But I think that they, to try and outside, until people accept.
Yes.
But at the same time, I don't believe that you've got to change all your principles out just to suit people outside.
But when we go outside, we can act accordingly, doesn't it?
No, you do, don't you? There's only these little things, you know. To me, I mean, you come past me, my house, and if I'm out there, I mean, makes no difference to me at all. And I don't suppose it makes any difference to a certain other people, but there's just that little bit of nuclear that, will sort of clash on to it as a means to their own end or to justify their rumours, I suppose.
Yeah.
This is what I think. Well, anyway, we can sort out that as we go along.
Yeah. Time heals all wounds.
Ah, yes, time, yeah. I dare say, I mean, possibly about next year, there may be something, someone else may have bought another house. So there'd be rumors about that.
In America, we are recognized by the police. We are well behaved, peaceful persons.
Yeah.
In America, we are recognized by the police as peaceful persons.
That's right. Yeah.
Every Sunday, we want to have the neighbors come if they will. Every Sunday a feast here for everyone in the village.
Yeah.
Or many people will come from the public on Sunday, but in particular the neighbors.
Mm. Well, Father Bernard, we have this... You're having a meeting, aren't you? With the trust?
Yes.
This trust, the village trust.
The village trust,
right? This is a good idea.
Yeah.
because you've got a couple of dissenters who are on the ball now, you see. And so when they got the chairman, it's discussed properly, they will spread out.
Right.
They will say, what you have said is a load of old hooey, you see. And this will be that.
The policy will be decided by them, more or less, won't it? Like how everyone should regard us, or?
No, you're getting the wrong idea. No, you're getting the wrong idea. Look, you're getting that. No, you're going to get the wrong idea. First of all, you've got your principles. You've got your independence. Same as I've got mine. Right? It is your place. This is your home. If I don't like the way you live, I don't have to, I can either shut my eyes to it, but I don't have to turn away from you.
Yes.
Same as you may not like the way I live.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So you will have to accept my misgivings, hers, or I can accept your misgivings. But I'm not going to create a good impression. I'm not going to think, well, I mustn't do that because I'm going to upset Mrs. Smith. I mustn't do that because I'm going to upset Mr. Jones. And if I do that, I shall upset somebody else. I mean, if you're going to do that, then life is going to be a misery. But the point is this, that if you just act as you are, and if you don't mind me saying it, these little things which come back to me, and thinking of it logically, and the common sense point of view, I don't think it's necessary. But you can tell me to mind my own business. I'm not here to dictate to you. Now, you must remember this. The only time I should dictate to you is if you commit any offence outside the road, where my jurisdiction starts.
Yes.
Or there is a serious incident in the temple, which I would have to come out and sort out.
Yeah.
Now, can you follow me?
Yeah. Actually, we would appreciate it if you would tell us these things, that the village people are thinking this, thinking that. If they're feeling unhappy about something, if it's a something that we can change, let us know.
Well, this is it. Look, I mean, but you can't do this. Rome wasn't built in a day.
No, you cannot satisfy.
You cannot satisfy everybody.
We cannot change our policy.
No. About our external behavior, things that they are finding bothersome, like we are chanting loudly on the street or in the doctor's office, these kind of things we want to know. See, if we
do you
know
agree
that,
with that? Proper policy. You agree with that, though, that it was not necessary to say chant continually out in a doctor's surgery?
No.
I don't think so. I mean, I wouldn't go around in the road holding up my book which tells me about the law. You know what I mean? I would read my law inside my office if I'm not certain of it. Can, these are the thing, but there again, if you want to, well, you do it.
See, what he means is that whenever he hears of some incident like the doctor's surgery, should he tell us or not? And I'm saying he should tell us so we'll know. And if it's nothing important, we can correct it easily without any
trouble. No, we should generally know that we may take pleasure chanting Hare Krishna loudly.
Yes.
Others may not.
Right.
That is general. So when you go others' place, we may not chant loudly. Simply chant in such a way you can hear, that's all.
Yes.
Yeah, this is it. Yeah. But I mean, if you want to
chant. You don't stop chanting.
No.
But then, Hare Krishna, Krishna, I know. Yeah, I'm hearing, that's all.
Yes.
Not that you have to advertise yourself, you're chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
And of course, you see, this is the thing, other people say, oh, you know. Because you know what they call me, do you know? I mean, what they say, don't you? Hare Krishna on this side, and Harriet was on the other side.
Oh, Hare on that side, Hare Krishna on this side.
Can you get me? Yeah. It's said, Hare Krishna on this side, and Harry Edwards on the other side. That's me.
Hare Krishna and Harry Edwards.
You never crossed the road, you see.
I never crossed the road.
So it's Hare Krishna on this side, and Harry Edwards on that side.
I don't think you get it, can you?
His name is Harry Edwards.
Oh, I see.
My name is Harry Edwards.
So the people who are...
They're good men.
Yes.
Are you chanting your name?
I know they are, yes, they are, yeah. This is it, they are chanting my name, yeah. Yeah. Because when I rang up the station...
When somebody is disturbed, you can say, I'm calling Mr. Hari.
You see, when I ring up the station in the morning, you see, they say, ah, Hare Krishna. I say, Hare Krishna to you. So I mean, in some way or other, you're doing what you're asking to do, aren't you? Psychologically. Yeah, it's wonderful.
You're always being forced to chant Hare Krishna.
Yeah, but no, I think these are, you know, and I know,
the people chant Hare Krishna by seeing us.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Everybody say to me Harry Edwards, you see?
Yeah.
Or Harry. So therefore, really and truly, if you look at it psychologically, you've achieved your object without them knowing.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes. That's why we dress this way. Every time we go in the street, everybody on the street says, there's one of the Hare Krishna people.
Yeah.
Says Hare Krishna one time.
That's it. Yeah. But you think, yes, I suppose... well, it's like everything else. They will get used to it. I don't know. They said it right. If there's problem, as far as we are concerned, as far as the police are concerned, we can find nothing wrong. You have done nothing wrong. Nothing wrong. I mean, I don't know what you got to supposed to do. I don't know what you're supposed to do wrong anyway. But I mean, that's what, as far as we are concerned. Yes. We do have this liaison. You know, I must keep in liaison with you. Yeah. So if I come over here, gentlemen, you must realize that I am not here for the purpose of, say, spying, if you may think this. I don't suppose you do.
We're happy to have you.
But there's a difference anyway, but I don't know if I've got to state my welcome.
We feel very good when we see you here. We feel very pleased to see you on the grounds.
Yes. But don't forget, gentlemen, as I say, you must realize that I still have a job to do, and if there was something in which I think you should be called up on, I will do so.
You can read this letter that so many people, they offer their place for our temple. Just now we have received this letter. One body is offering his...
Yeah, I brought that letter from London. It's from Guyana.
Yes.
Yeah. He wants to write you into his will or something.
In India, there is that Bengali gentleman, he was offering two lands, one Agartala and Agra. The people are still willing to cooperate in the religious movement.
Yeah.
George is going to Portugal next month for reading and chanting.
Portugal
is a country in Europe, near Spain.
On the side of Spain, Portugal.
Portugal, yes.
It's quiet and sunny there, so he wants to go and chant and read. He's beginning to read Krishna book now. He said, I've had it here so many years, I even wrote the foreword, but I've never read it. So now I began to read it, and he reads every day. He's into the fourth chapter now.
Yeah,
he says, he's completely amazed by how wonderful it is, Krishna book.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, right.
In Athens, we stopped for 45 minutes. I was going to Nairobi.
Yes.
So some young men, by seeing us, began to chant, Hare Krishna.
Yes.
So everywhere we go, as soon as people see us, they say, Hare Krishna. In Montreal, when I was going on road, the children will chant, Hare Krishna. So it is now popular.
Last summer we were walking in, was it St. James Park?
Yeah.
Around that pond.
Yeah.
And one old bum was there on the park bench. He went by and stood up, Hare Krishna.
But I still, you know, I think that in some ways, that you to a certain extent, I suppose you must adapt it to, in a common sense, way, and also probably to the slightly to Western ideas, yeah, you know. But these things, we have a lot of teething trouble. I think the festival week has done a lot of good. There has been a lot of bad feeling. Though they didn't know anything about it on Tuesday, did they? You had nearly 1,000 people here on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yes,
that's nearly 1,000 people.
Yes.
But they didn't take any notice of that. On the Wednesday, was your birthday?
Yeah.
You had the youth or young selected?
No. That was on Friday, young people's
birthday. No, well, on Wednesday.
On Wednesday, there were young people here, but that was a
special invitation.
Yeah, special invitation party.
That's right, yeah. I think that's what it was, because the sound or the echo was going that way. I didn't hear anything.
Inspector Turner.
My inspector came out. I think it's because she saw me with an inspector who was in uniform. We were like this. Not in uniform. And we were quite satisfied. But as I say, you can please some people and others you can never please. So with those people, I say, well, you just have to get on with it. That's all there is to it. Well, I think I did. I've taken up his divine grace. Time enough.
No. Yeah. No. Welcome.
Oh, that's all right. Oh, you say so, but I shall have to go soon. I've got some writing to do.
All right.
But if there's anything that you feel that you want to ask me or a general discussion,
certainly. No, any difficulty must take shelter of you. What can we?
Is what?